be try to embarrass himself or something?
No. I think, you know, we're a little focused on the game tomorrow. We gave him a couple hugs and high fives, and he's no longer a teenager anymore, so that's positive.
Before get game, just what would be a perfect gift, do you think, for Lining?
Getting a win tomorrow, maybe getting a couple goals from, you know, other than him. I think we've relied on him to score some big goals for us this year, and he's done it a bunch of times, and maybe we can repay the favor.
What do you guys focus on with the opportunity to close out the series tomorrow? I mean, you guys have obviously gotten the wins at home, but it's on a whole different level, I would think, trying to get that fourth one.
Yeah, I think we're going to expect their best tomorrow. You know, those last games to close out a series are the hardest, and you know, it's another part of the learning process. I mean, we got to figure out a way to beat these guys and move on. And you know, we don't want to give them any life or any hope. So yeah, we want to do it tomorrow, and we want to come out hard against them.
You guys always preach team defense, but the fact that Josh isn't going to be available, does it become that much more imperative?
Yeah, I think we've had success when we've kind of focused on our defense first and let the offense come to us and let our skill come to us. And losing Josh is it's not easy. I mean, he's been one of our most consistent great defenders, you know, highly underrated. And yeah, I mean, we're gonna have to do what we've done all year, have guys step in for him. And you know, like I said, we've been in this position before. We've had key guys out of the lineup, and other guys have come in and played really well, so we're going to need that.
To that point, last game you guys were without three defensive starters and you shut them out in a hugely important game. You're potentially without four in the next game. Is there ever a point where you start feeling like it's getting too thin, or does that never cross your mind?
It doesn't really cross my mind. I mean, you look at the guys that, you know, haven't been in the lineup, and they're really good players. I mean, even Sammy, that we call it from the Moose. I mean, he had a great season down there, and looked great in his first game in Montreal. So, I mean, we're comfortable with our depth that we can put guys in, and they can do a good, really good job. So, I mean, it's going to take a lot more for us to get nervous about that.
Brian, what was it like to have an extra day in between these games for you guys?
Really nice. I mean, we got some guys that are, you know, not too bad, a little banged up. I'm sure they do too. And that extra day definitely helps with the extra rest, and getting guys that are kind of, you know, not sure if they're good to go, that extra day to recover. So that's huge.
Do you ever mentally get a break during the playoffs? Like yesterday, could you kind of shut hockey out for a little while?
Not really. I mean, you still come to the rink, watch video, you're thinking about the game, the next game, and then you go home at night and the playoffs are on TV, so you end up watching a bit of hockey. So, no, I think you're always kind of, it's always kind of in the back of your head, that next one.